Of the 59 butterfly species that we can find in Britain, 57 are resident and 2 are regular summer migrants. And whilst most resident species are dormant throughout winter as eggs, caterpillars or chrysalises, just 4 overwinter as adults that go back on the wing again during spring. The brimstone, the peacock, the commoner, and the small tortoiseshell. But with over 40 of Britain's butterfly species in decline, the chance of seeing these delicate winged insects in the countryside and our gardens has become a lot less common over recent years. And this is particularly so with one of the butterflies that overwinters as an adult, the small tortoiseshell. An orangey-red coloured butterfly with black and yellow markings on its forewings, edged with little blue spots around the margins. A butterfly that wakens during spring to find mates, and then the fresh-leaved stinging nettles where their clusters of eggs have to be laid. And as far back as records go, the small tortoiseshell remained one of the most common butterflies to be found in both rural and urban habitats across Britain, where on warm, sunny days, the feisty males would be seen chasing one another through gardens and along the hedgerows in their quest to find mates. And it was just as common to spot the silken web tents of their gregarious caterpillars amongst the many stinging nettle patches that grew throughout suburbia. But alas, that's now no more. With a recent survey showing that 2023 was the worst year ever for small tortoiseshell sightings, and that their numbers are now 82% lower than in 1976. And here, in my Norfolk garden, it's not only sad but concerning too that each year, for the past decade or so, I've only ever seen one or two, if any, small tortoiseshells. And it's certainly been many years since I last saw any of their caterpillar tents amongst the local nettle beds. So what might have caused the rapid demise of one of our most familiar native insects? Well, it's almost certainly related to the warming climate, since the small tortoiseshell has evolved to survive under temperate conditions. But there's undoubtedly other factors too, such as habitat loss. Perhaps through excessive mowing of the roadside verges where nectar-rich wildflowers and stinging nettles would have grown. And in built-up areas too, where the redevelopment of brownfield sites has meant the loss of countless nettle thickets. And then there are the many generalist predators, such as birds, wasps and spiders, that would not only catch the adult butterflies, but could soon decimate a batch of their gregarious caterpillars. Or it could also have something to do with Sturmia bella, an invasive fly that has now spread to Britain through global warming. A parasitic fly that lays its tiny eggs on stinging nettle leaves so that the small tortoiseshell caterpillars ingest them. Then, inside their guts, the eggs hatch into maggots that eat and kill the caterpillars. So all in all, our small tortoiseshell butterfly is certainly struggling to survive. And whether it will still be around for our future generations to admire, only time will tell.